From the KLYT Broadcast Studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Good afternoon. I'm Steve Ryman, and coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about outreach around the globe with Houses with Hope. Make sure you're with us for that later in the hour. Remember tomorrow to be tuned in for the entire show, but specifically want to make sure I mention our final segment tomorrow. We'll catch up with Brian Cochran at John Moore Associates and talk about generosity. It's that time of year where a lot of people are reaching out to various organizations. And we're going to let you know about a couple of them today, but he's got some great insight for you, not specifically about organizations, but about giving. We'll get to that tomorrow on ABQ Connect with Brian Cochran and Brian Cochran, of course, with John Moore Associates. Welcoming into studio today, Heath Cole. He's the president at The Ranches, and he's come with Travis Yoakum, the administrator for programs at The Ranches. Welcome in, guys.
Well, thanks a lot. It's great to be here.
I'm glad you can make it. Travis?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Is this your first time on the air with us?
It is.
Okay. Well, I know Dawn. I think Dawn came with you last time, right?
She did, yeah.
Yep. And we appreciate all she's doing. I think she's, in your development department?
Yeah, she's recently kind of been promoted into a position where she's handling a lot of our financial matters.
Okay.
But she still does a lot of the development stuff. So she's still an integral part of our organization. But she explained to me how much more important things she had to do than be awkwardly on the radio today. So I brought Travis.
All right. Well, I do want to start with kind of an overview of The Ranches. And I don't want to make the assumption, although they've been on the air with us recently and in the past, often, and we're trying to make that happen again, Heath, but for those unfamiliar with The Ranches, if you kind of give them an overview, a little bit of the history and where it's been, where it is now, and just kind of inform the listener.
Well, to honor Dawn a little bit, I will go with our current campaign. We deal with kids that have reached a point of often hopelessness, kids that are at risk. And the question that I get asked a lot is, at risk of what? Every single category in a child's life, every statistic goes in a negative direction when you start adding up risk factors. Number one risk factor, not having two parents in the home. It's not a terminal risk factor by any stretch of imagination, but if you pile up five or six, death of a parent, right, drug use, absent grandparents, not enough support system, poverty. If you pile up those risk factors, we get kids in that environment, and a lot of times their behavior screams, "I need something different," but the parents don't know how to do the something different. Good examples: we have a kid right now, good kid. His mom was trying to raise a boy who was very very boyish, and she had to work, and a lot of times when she was at work, bad things would happen. So those kids end up in our program. We offer them counseling. We offer them education. We offer them life skills. We offer them vocational skills. And the goal for us is to get them on to their life. One of my personal goals is to not have a lot of second-generation clients, to teach kids how to raise their kids.
Right.
And we know that about 95% of them are going to have their own kids, and a lot of times we focus on giving them a lot of the same training we give our staff in order to help them understand boundaries and understand those kinds of big issues. I did a class yesterday with all of the kids on campus around grief and loss. And it was interesting because one of the girls in there, great kid, discovered her mom dead from an overdose when she was 9 years old. Her grandmother happened to be there the same time. And the question for the grandmother is, does it ever get easier for the parent?
Right.
And so working the whole family through it, and there's a lot of words that have come up in the last few years that weren't there when I was a kid, generational trauma being like a significant one. And we take a look at those things, and healing is a really painful thing, and self-awareness is a really painful thing. So we really work to give the kids as big a head start as possible. Most of the kids come to us at least a semester behind in school. Most of the kids come to us with some significant issues around attendance at school. A lot of them have minor drug involvement, mostly marijuana. A lot of them angry. I think angry is a fair description of a good chunk of our kids. And so structure is kind of what we offer. And then, all of the ways that you have to live your life when you leave is the important end goal that we're searching for. Travis spends a lot of time doing that. I spend a lot of time doing that. But it is not a cheap endeavor. It is a very expensive endeavor to raise other people's children. And so, we do rely on public donations. We do not accept any government funds, which is, an interest. In this state, it's interesting. Being in the state that's 51st in education and 50th in child welfare is a difficult task to begin with. It doesn't seem to change how we approach politics at all, but it is definitely a significant issue for kids. And so we try to do our absolute best to supplement all the deficits that they've had and introduce them to the concept of faith. You know, if we get our view of God from our dad and our dad doesn't love us, what does it tell us about God? That's a really difficult conversation to have with a child.
Well, and one of the things you brought up, and just recently we had someone on the air talking about, you said 50th in education. the last list I saw put us behind Washington D.C. So 51. I shouldn't laugh. I laughed so I don't cry.
Yeah.
With that being said, I was wondering, are these kids in public school or is there a curriculum used at the ranches? How does that work?
Okay, so we engage an online curriculum. It's nationally accredited and it allows the kids to work at whatever pace they can.
Uh-huh.
So we have some kids that are difficult because they're going too fast and some kids that we have to work to speed up.
Yeah.
But, we have a 14-year-old right now that if we don't do something, they'll be graduating at 16 and we don't have a lot of options for a 16-year-old that's graduated from high school already.
Right.
So we're kind of slowing them down a little bit and, we don't have college as the requirement. We have, if you want to go to college, we will work to support you. We have scholarship options available at New Mexico State, at UNM, even at New Mexico Tech, which is just down the road from us.
Yeah, what a great school. Yeah.
And so we typically work towards the most important question you can ask a child. What is it that you want? And most kids don't know how to answer it. Most adults don't know how to answer it.
I remember going into the counselor when I was going into college, and they said, what do you want to major in? And I literally looked at him and I go, I'm 18. I don't know what I want. But yeah, I get that. I get that. And I'm going to guess, that based on just what you told me about, you know, the online curriculum, and the attention, given towards the kids' education, if you took the scores, if the ranches represented our state, we probably wouldn't be, at the bottom of the list. They're not in a place where they're being ignored.
Yeah, if we were to line up with our state scores in education, I would want somebody to vote me off the island. But the hard part in dealing with kids that are in significantly difficult backgrounds is the fundamentals are hard, yeah. Right? If you don't have a foundational understanding of reading and of language,
yeah.
You have to start there. And so there's a lot of times we take a kid and we have the ability to put them in a room with one other person and go through like a reading program to get some basis for reading better.
Yeah.
We don't like to call it the school for kids that don't read too good, but I have said it before. Sometimes we have those kids that are really struggling in that area. And if you can get language as a more fundamental foundational piece of their education, their life gets easier.
Now, to be clear to those who are listening, we're talking about what age kids?
12 to 18.
Okay. And not just boys. There's the girls as well.
Yeah, I was there before we added the girls, and I'm not sure what's gotten better. But there's girls now. I was there when it was just the boys' ranch. But, yeah, we did add girls. And if you ever wonder if God has a sense of humor, I was raised at Boys Ranch with all boys and then had all daughters.
Okay.
So I haven't known what the heck I'm doing for quite some time. But, yeah, a couple of my kids work there. My middle daughter spends a lot of time actually working with both staff and the kids in our program. And a lot of times, self-worth is the issue that we have to deal with. Everybody loves to talk about self-esteem, but self-worth is the bigger issue. And if you look at the way it works in a normal family, we get our self-worth from our mom, and then we get our self-esteem from our dad. Well, if you don't have that foundational piece of self-worth and you're not of any value, that's a problem. And then the staff come in, and a lot of times we hire human doings. They don't know how to be human beings. They only have value based on how much they do. And so we have to work with them too. So it to say that we just work with kids is kind of a not accurate. We work, we raise a lot of adults as well because getting into this business, the common saying we have is you'll either drag the kids towards adulthood or they'll drag you back through your childhood. And a lot of times we have to deal with that. And a lot of times the kids are willing participants in dragging somebody back through their childhood. It's fun for them.
Well, I want to bring Travis Yoakum into the conversation. Travis, as I mentioned, is the administrator for programs. All programs, Travis?
Yeah, so I work a lot with the staff and working with them in the school, making sure that our departments and our buildings and facilities and stuff on site are taken care of. But mostly it's a lot what Heath just mentioned, the staff development side of it, the working with the kids and their programs. What we call a program is for each specific kid. They have a program. We can't really do things black and white per se, as every kid is different.
Right.
So we have a program. Then we try to work with them based off of their needs and the things that they come into the program needing to kind of develop.
So much appreciate that. I raised six. Well, my wife and I raised six children.
Don't need to buy trouble.
Right. And as far as, you know, saying it's not just black and white, you know, a hammer works with one where, you know, you got to use a crescent wrench for another. You know, using the tools that are appropriate for the person that you're dealing with, really. And it sounds like that's what you do.
Yeah, so he talked a lot about risk factors. Each of those risk factors typically comes with a different trauma response. And so these kids come to us with survival skills that they've kind of created to manipulate their environment or to be able to survive their environment based off of whatever it might have been, whether it was drug use or dissension in the home without mom or without dad, and trying to get what they want, right? And so kids, there's a big differentiation between wants and needs. And so you can't exactly use the same tool for, you know, a traumatic response for losing a parent and then a traumatic response for my dad hurt me when I was a child. And so you kind of have to go about those in a different way, both physically and emotionally.
Now, how do you and the staff prepare themselves to know how to do that? That's I have to imagine a lot of that might just be experience with assisting the young people that come into your life.
It definitely gets easier. As the more kids that you experience it with, the more opportunities you have to kind of test those skills, test those things. Heath does a great job on site. We do windmill training for our staff weekly. So we try to get them as much information as we possibly can.
What is windmill training?
So our logo is a windmill, and so the blades of the windmill represent all the different pieces of what we do. And so it's just a name that was internal name that came up with. Yeah, and so
it's just ranch's jargon, and I needed to know
We can get you on the list if you want, but no. But if you look at the foundational pieces of it, boundaries is definitely a big one. Group dynamics is huge. Grief and loss is an absolutely big one. And so whenever you take somebody, and a lot of the people we hire, range between, you know, 22 and 50. And so they have a set of experiences with children. And a lot of times, my favorite thing, well, it worked with my kids. Yeah, but they're your kids.
Yeah.
So a lot of times, the hardest part about what we do is having people unlearn.
Well, they need to be teachable.
Yeah.
Coachable.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because my wife grew up in Hawaii, and so Hawaii's got a whole different cultural vibe than here. But in Hawaii, almost every home has extra children in it because that's the way they do it. If there's a struggle with a kid over here, they go live with this aunt and uncle or this grandmother, and they get straightened out. And so when the first time I took her to the ranch, she looked at me and said, "This is an option for work." And I was like, "Yeah, absolutely." And that was 24 years ago. But she spends a lot of time with the kids and a lot of time kind of mapping out those individualized programs. And so if a kid comes to us that needs, a significant amount of support around, healing from significant issues at home, that's one kind of thing. And then on the other hand, if you got a kid that is just angry because they're, I don't know, male and between the ages of 12 and 15. so a lot of times, the differentiation, between the kids and their behavior, I'm not the right answer for every kid. I can tell you that I will look for the right answer for every kid.
Right.
But as kids, we gravitate towards people that make us feel safe. And survival and narcissism can look a whole lot alike. And so that's what makes it so hard. And we have to teach adults, first of all, this is a career option. Second of all, if you're going to do it well. And if you're going to do it well, you have to go back and address all of the ways that your parents had shortcomings, all of the ways that your grandparents, and then you have to be willing to say, I'm not going to let my history impact this child's future.
Yeah. Well, we're visiting today with Heath Cole, the president at the Ranches, and he's in studio with us, and Travis Yocum, the administrator for programs. We're going to talk more about the Ranches, what they're doing to assist boys and girls here in New Mexico, and how you can be a part of supporting what they do. We'll talk more after the break on ABQ Connect.
As you listen to The Light on KLYT, remember it's the support given by businesses like Dom Garcia Realty that make this programming possible. We'd like to thank Dom Garcia Realty for supporting Reaching New Mexico with world-class Bible teaching. Dom Garcia Realty supports KLYT and hopes you will too. Thanks, Dom Garcia Realty, a full-service brokerage assisting buyers and sellers, commercial and residential property management. Dom Garcia Realty, 899-4644.
Sounds Hair Service is located in West Downtown on the corner of Central and 12th. They aim to create a culture of creativity, collaboration, and care. They're accepting new clients and specialize in both color and cuts. They're looking to add stylists and barbers to their team who want to serve the people of Albuquerque, a city they love. More information at townshop.co. That's townshop.co. Thank you, Sounds Hair Service, for your support of KLYT 88.3 FM, The Light in New Mexico.
Your friends at KLYT invite you to make this Christmas special for a family in Asia with the Critter Campaign. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow, or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk, or getting a stand in the market to sell cheese. When you donate a water buffalo to a poor family in Asia, you open the door for them to provide work, food, and income. More importantly, you open the door for them to hear about Jesus. It's a special gift your family will long remember, and a family in Asia will never forget. So if you want your family to do something truly meaningful this Christmas, bless another family with a water buffalo, and you can change their lives forever. Nothing says Christmas better than that. Join KLYT and the Critter Campaign by calling 855-513-2127 or look for the Critter Campaign banner at klyt.fm.
Hi, I'm Todd Nettleton, and this is the Voice of the Martyrs Radio. Jesus warned his followers, a man's enemies will be the members of his own household. In Guinea, Suleiman experienced this reality when he left Islam and became a Christian. Suleiman's parents forced him to marry a Muslim woman, hoping he would renounce his faith. The family even demanded he perform Islamic ceremonies after his son was born, but Suleiman refused. His wife became enraged and stabbed her own husband. Suleiman recovered from his injuries, but when he returned home, his family attacked him again, and he can no longer see his children. Pray for a reunion and for Suleiman's family to accept Christ.
I will not let my brothers and sisters suffer in silence, nor will I let them serve alone. Participate in the International Day of Prayer for Persecuted Christians this Sunday. Learn more at vomradio.net/IDOP.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. I'm sure it'll come as no surprise to you when I say that Christians struggle with sin. Well, as you mature in Christ, the frequency of your sin may decrease, but your sensitivity to it will increase. That doesn't mean you're more easily tempted, but rather you're more aware of the subtleties of sin and how it dishonors God. As a believer, your first response to sin should be to confess it. In fact, Confession of sin is a distinguishing characteristic of a true believer. 1 John 1:9 literally says that Christians are the ones who continually confess their sins and who are being continually cleansed from all unrighteousness. What a wonderful truth. This is John MacArthur, praying that you're continuing to be portraits of grace.
KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
All right, thanks for joining us. We've been visiting with Heath Cole. He's the president at The Ranches. And by the way, the website is theranches.org. A lot of what we're talking about, you'll see information and much more on the website. You should go check that out, theranches.org. And the number here locally to call is 505-881-3363 at The Ranches for more information. Now I got that off the web. Heath, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the place to reach out to you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. And we recognize that the younger generation, their voicemail message reads something along the lines of, please leave your name and number and why this wasn't a text message. So we're getting to the point where you can text us, but at this point, we're still a little old school. But yeah, we're always looking for ways to increase our reach. And a lot of people, it's not like you go to any school in America and they're like, hey, you could be a house parent. A lot of people don't know it's an option, but it's like foster care for 10 kids at a time with 4 days off out of every 14, and somebody else comes in and deals with them for those 4 days.
And it is on site at The Ranches.
Yeah, so the house parents live in a cottage with the kids. There's an apartment that has a door that's split in half, so you can leave the top open if you really need to. And then the associate house parents live at a house on campus, a three-bedroom house or apartment on campus. And so the kind of cycle of that, the 10 days on for house parents and then the 4 days on for the associate house parents, there's a lot of opportunities in that to deal with differences in personality. A lot of kids come in and they can handle one person, but if you deviate, it's a skill set to deviate. Like I deal with Travis a lot. I deal with you occasionally. And so I have to shift gears when I talk to you because you're not Travis and I can't say half the things to you that I say to Travis. But in that environment, a lot of times emotional flexibility and emotional fluency are kind of some things we have to teach kids. And a lot of people don't know that it's a career option. A lot of people don't know it's something that's available. And I could not do a job that doesn't have a purpose. I realized that a long time ago when I had a job that did not have a purpose. This is miserable. I don't like this. Having a purpose is something that's super important to me, and waking up every day with the opportunity to change a child's life. And to be fair, most of my energy at this point is waking up every day and trying to change an adult's life. That's what drives me. And so, we had a former employee that joined the Navy and ended up in Coronado, and I was out visiting him because he married my daughter. But, talking with him about it, and he said, yeah, a lot of the guys leave the military. They don't have a purpose when they leave. And I said, have you ever thought about recommending this to them? And so I don't know how that's going to work. We're probably going to have some really short haircuts soon. But the goal for us is to find people that have a heart for kids and a lot of compassion, but also the ability to provide a reasonable structure and set boundaries for those kids. And so a lot of people don't know that that's something that they would be good at.
So I'm hoping someone's listening.
Me too.
That,
at least one person.
Yeah, that is thinking, you know, I maybe God's calling me to do that. There are requirements. I'm sure there are. For that person listening, just to kind of help them out to maybe more confirm that they should give you a call and ask about this. Can you go into more specifics about what you're looking for? Is there an age? Do they have to be, is it a married couple?
Yeah, I don't want to get real controversial here, but, we have this weird belief in two genders and married couples and stuff. So we're looking for married couples that have been married for 2 years. We don't have a requirement of whether they have kids or not. We do have three is hard for us because of the living arrangements, but up to two kids, and 2.5 dogs or whatever. But, the high school education, 22 years old, married for 2 years. Those are kind of the big requirements. And then we provide housing, but we also provide meals and all of that. So it's, some people look at it as a great way to save money for a few years, and other people look at it as a career option. The cool thing is Travis absolutely does not care about money. So we get to absolutely take advantage of him.
Do you house parent, Travis?
I did. That's how we started out. So my wife and I moved from the Midwest in Indiana. And this is what caught our attention, was the house parenting opportunity, as well as the opportunity with our child. Our child has arthritis, and being in the climate and the altitude was life-changing for him. So, those were the two big things for us. But yeah, we started out as house parents to a cottage of 10 girls. And what an eye-opener that was for me. Like he talked about having all girls. I have two young boys, being, you know, a house parent, in a cottage full of girls, initially, my thought process was, oh, wow, my wife's going to be way more valuable here. And then, you know, as we learn more about what the ranches does and like how they wanted us to do it and, the house parenting opportunity, we really learned that, the importance of both genders, the male and the female. There's still a lot of the relationships with the residents that we have on site still. We've since moved into more of an administrative role. We still fill in, when we're short on staff. We still go back to that role if necessary. But it's really the idea of building a relationship with a kid and influencing them to change. And so the male-female dynamic, the marriage dynamic, is such an opportunity to teach the kids about living, about life skills, about navigating a relationship, about navigating a family, things that might be triggers for them or might be opportunities for them to deviate from a risk factor or a life skill. And so it's so valuable to have both of those in that environment.
Well, one of the things I did want to try to mention before, we got a little less than 5 minutes. We briefly off the air talked a little bit about Ranch Works. What can you tell me about that?
One thing that we know that every child is going to need as they get older is a job. Interestingly, we've had some kids go to college. We had a girl go all the way to NYU and become a counselor, and she's doing well in that environment. On the flip side of that, we've got a couple of kids that came through our program. Military is always an option. But we started recognizing that there's some issues around getting a job, but a skill set is helpful. So, TLC here in Albuquerque, has hired a couple of the kids out of our program, and it's been a really beneficial relationship for those kids and hopefully for TLC as well. But, so we started doing some of that stuff. So a lot of the maintenance and stuff that we do on campus is dictated and done by the kids. They get the opportunity to patch drywall, which is cool. If you're the one that broke the drywall, you can fix it yourself. It's natural consequences. But
I mean, I tell you, as a kid, I
wrecked some drywall.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah. So that program, a couple days a week, they're pulled out of school and they go around and do maintenance stuff, projects and things like that. And so a lot of the kids, it's just exposing them to the idea that they can extend their education outside of a traditional college, and there's trades, and trades tend to be less expensive. And if one thing we've learned over the last 5 years is that nobody needs a really good gender studies person, but everybody needs a really good plumber at some point. And so a lot of the kids are starting to navigate that. Military has always been an option for the kids because of the structure. We provide a structure, and that structure is easily transitioned to that. But really, every kid, if you're raised in an environment where nobody asks you what you want, nobody pushes you to believe that you deserve something, you don't know what you want. You don't know what you deserve. So right. We try to really have those conversations. And if a kid wants to be a counselor or in the military or a firefighter, we've had all of those. But what can we do to support their journey towards that goal while they're with us? We're not going to get to the point, I don't believe, where we're actually certifying plumbers coming out of our program. But we can sure get them to the point where they understand all of the concepts. And so going to a trade school will be a lot easier transition for them. So that was something we had in the last couple of years.
You mentioned earlier the term self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to the Ranch Works program, preparing the kids to be in the real world and provide for themselves, I have to imagine It has to strike in that self-worth area and other healing areas. Is that the case?
Yeah, if you look at something in a house that's broken as a metaphor for a child that's broken, mm-hmm. if you can fix the house, maybe you can fix the child.
Oh, that's great.
So, and to be fair, this is how faith works, to be honest, right? You build a relationship with God and your life changes.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't start with somebody with skin on, it can be hard to transition to that. So we try to be the people with skin on so we can transition later to faith.
You know, the other thing that keeps coming to mind is rules without relationship. Mm-hmm. And you keep touching on relationship. And I have to imagine that's powerful. I appreciate what you guys do and your entire staff to reach out to these boys and girls. I hope the listener does, and we're going to give them an opportunity to help make a difference, whether they call to apply for an opportunity to be a house parent or it's just, I think it was last week, it was National Day of Philanthropy.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not so far off from that.
And we're coming up on Giving Tuesday and a couple of those things.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't recognize that if they have a skill set, woodworking, leatherwork, something like that, and want to come to a workshop, we can do that. We can give the kids the opportunity. And there isn't, I've never met a kid that was like, you know what I really hate about the ranch? All the skills you gave me.
Right.
That's just not how it works. And so, every time a kid, like you see that light bulb go off in their head when they learn how to do something new, we live for that.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the ranches, what they're doing. Heath Cole, the president, and Travis Yoakum, the administrator for programs, has been in the studio with us. Guys, I appreciate your time. One more time before we go, what's the best way to contact the ranches?
If you're old school, 505-881-3363. If you are new school, www.theranches.org. Everybody goes com, it's .org. but we are, donations are tax deductible. We're raising money for a fifth cottage right now. We've got a lot of projects going on. Anything that is in those realms really helps. But if you want to get involved in on a more personal level, you can reach out at all of those locations as well.
All right. Thanks, guys. If I invite you, will you come back? It was pretty painless, right?
No, yeah. I've told them I'll come back anytime you want.
Yeah. And by the way, pretty thick skin. Whatever you say, to Travis, you might be able to say to me.
I just don't want to have the microphone on when I do it.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, guys.